With spring-like weather likely coming soon, Florida citrus growers should be ready to cope with a variety of fungal diseases. University of Florida researcher Megan Dudney reports.
The fungi do love a good spring rain, so you need to be set up and ready to look at, make sure you're scouting for PFD, but it's not the only fungal disease in town. This is when some of the other diseases like black spot, if you're in the areas, but also greasy spot and melanose will also be setting up on most groves. However, if you've got tangerines, of course, your main targets are going to be things like scab and alternary brown spot, keeping in mind that these diseases are sort of related to flush age and fruit age, and so timing is going to be critical and more difficult with our this year when we don't have a consistent flush.
And I know copper pretty effective on most of these fungal diseases, right?
It is, but there are a few outstanding fungicide or fungi there where it is less effective, and those are PFD and scab. Scab, you will still get some sort of treatment effect, but on PFD, it's really ineffective.
Any other tips for growers with the spring coming up?
I think PFD is probably going to be our main problem this year. It's the one I'm anticipating to get the most calls on. So I think people really need to be paying attention, getting themselves ready, making sure they've got their products on hand, and making sure that they are able to get out and get the applications they're going to need in a timely manner.
Others like greasy spot, alternaria, melanose, scab, they're mainly a problem for fresh fruit growers, correct?
Well, things like greasy spot and melanose can affect also the regular or the sweet oranges for not fresh fruit. Greasy spot would be the particular problem because it drops a lot of leaves, and we need every leaf we can keep on the trees right now when they're so stressed from HLB.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.